Occasionally evening visitors to Trinity United Church report sensing a historic presence, perhaps the presence of someone who has worshipped in that space, sometimes lost in the history of North Bay's oldest Christian congregation. It is therefore fitting that this place was the chosen venue for the dramatic presentation of Charles Dickens' classic tale, A Christmas Carol, on December 8. Trinity Arts partnered with the Near North Voices to deliver what was, according to the program, a gift to the community. Those who attended received the gift of a most wonderful evening, but the gift extended far beyond the old brick walls of that downtown church and flowed into the community, as over $8,000 was raised for the gathering place. The cozy ambience of the century-old building was created through a beautiful Christmas set and low lighting. The tale was told by master readers whose dramatic voices carried the audience back to the middle of 19th-century England. The oration was punctuated by the soulful voices of the choir, who sang carefully chosen pieces that reflected the era, the season, and the mood. For over 2 hours the audience sat nestled in story, song, and the spirit of generosity while local artists from all walks of life came together to share their talents for a good cause. The evening was a smashing success. Due to its popularity, people were turned away at the door yet they made donations anyway. It is heartwarming to consider that one evening in one small northern Ontario city generated a remarkable sum. This is significant because, according to Dennis Chippa, the executive director of the Gathering Place, it is funded entirely by community donations and annual fundraising events. The season of autumn drew people from around our fine community into the heart of the city and through the doors of Trinity for a variety of noteworthy events that raised money for charity. The Joy Band, Just Older Youth, gave two performances, Musical Memories of the War Years, and A Yuletide Festival. Betty Ferris, the conductor of the band, said that $1,700 was raised at each concert, and was split evenly between Trinity's Community Food Shelf and Infant Food Shelf, Nipissing, Canador Student Food Banks and the North Bay Santa Fund. Trinity's volunteers rallied once again to organize and host the annual Christmas Tea and Bazaar, as well as the Cookie Walk, and all funds collected went to support local needs. Trinity's youth recently rolled up their sleeves to pack over 150 Christmas bags. Through donations made by the church community, they were able to provide Christmas gifts to several organizations such as Ojibwe Family Lodge and True Self Street Outreach. Two of many popular December events at Trinity included the Children's Christmas Sunday School Pageant, which generated smiles and giggles from an adoring congregation, and the annual Christmas Cantata. The combination of choir and band raised the roof that day, and ushered us into the spirit of Christmas. Heather McKercher, Trinity member.